straight out of the heartland. A voice of the people, by the people, and for the people. This is the Jake Merrick Show. The new Freedom 96.9.
Good morning, you awakened Oklahoma Patriot. It is Memorial Day, May 29th, 7:03 a.m. So glad you're here with us this morning. As Colonel Alan West said last week, this is not a day that we celebrate necessarily, but it's a day where we remember, where we honor our fallen soldiers, the men and women who gave all for this country and for the freedom that we enjoy. And so just a reminder at the very top of this show, as we go out today, we go to the lake, we barbecue, enjoying those hot dogs, maybe some s'mores later on. When we're enjoying these freedoms, we need to remember those who gave all and made these freedoms possible. So right from the start, I just want to say thank you to those who have served, but I want to say thank you to the moms, to the wives, to the sisters, to the brothers who lost someone in battle. Thank you. Thank you for your service, for your sacrifice. And we honor and remember all of those who gave all for the freedom that we're going to enjoy today. We can't say enough about it, but we are so thankful for the freedom. I'm going to interview today several veterans who have been in active duty, who've been in combat, who've seen a perspective that many of us have not. I was interested in how they see Memorial Day. Of course, they're enjoying the same kind of freedoms, but they've also served, and they've been side by side with brothers in arms and watched them give their lives. So it changes a man. It changes a woman. It changes the way they think about Memorial Day and think about our freedom. So that's what's coming up ahead on the show, is some just real life, raw testimonies from those men and women who have served this great country and fought alongside those who gave all. Hey, to get started here, I can't think of a better way to start than to pay a tribute to those who gave all here on this Memorial Day with the great Ray Charles. In our American Civil War, from 1861 to 1865, there was an estimated 620,000 lives lost. In World War II, from 1939 to 1945, 405,399 soldiers lost their lives. One, from 1917 to 1918, it's 116,516 soldiers who gave their life to protect freedom.
Oh, beautiful, our heroes proved in liberating strife.
1965 through 1973, 58,209 soldiers died to protect freedom.
Who more than self?
To 1953, 36,516 men and women lost their lives.
America! America!
In the American Revolutionary War, 25,000 men laid down their lives for freedom.
May God thy gold refine till all success.
The cause of freedom.
A purple mountain, majesty.
The Mexican-American War, 1846 through 1848, 13,283 men died.
Over the fruited plain.
The Spanish-American War in 1898, 2,446 men died for freedom.
Well, now, wait a minute.
From 1990 to 1991, 258 military men and women laid down their lives for freedom.
You know, God done shed
on Terror, 2001 to present, 7,075 men and women laid down their lives for freedom.
Yes, he did.
Operation Iraqi Freedom, 4,431 men and women laid down their lives for this great country. Operation Enduring Freedom, from 2001 to 2014, 2,353 men and women laid down their lives. And Operation Inherent Resolve, 2014 to the present, 109 men and women lost their lives for freedom. And Operation Freedom Sentinel, from 2014 to 2021, 109 men and women gave all for freedom. And Operation New Dawn, from 2010 to 2011, 74 men and women laid down their lives for freedom. Charles, America the Beautiful. That hits home. I love that. Gives me goosebumps. And you know what else hits home are the stats I just gave. The stats you heard of the lives lost. Wow, they are so numerous, but that's what it takes to preserve freedom right there. All of the freedoms that we're going to enjoy today. I have plans with my family. We're going to go out and enjoy the sunshine. We're going to go out, do some fishing. We're going to cook some burgers. But we are going to remember that this day is not about celebrating those things. It's really about remembering those who gave all and honoring them, honoring their memory. If anything, we're celebrating freedom, the freedom we enjoy because men and women were willing to give all. They're willing to go out and sacrifice in ways that many of us have not. You know, the day that we're living in, we live in a very entitled culture where we have youth coming up expecting certain things to be given from to them. But I tell you what, freedom is not given. We know that. Freedom is earned. Freedom is fought for. Freedom is requires blood. It requires men and women who are willing to stand when everyone else is running, when no one else will stand. You know, there was a question asked a couple of years ago, what would you do if you were in the Holocaust? What would you do during the times of Hitler? Would you take a stand for what is right? And then we had 2020 hit, we had the COVID pandemic, and I think it really revealed who truly would stand. Who would stand in the face of tyranny and resist it, even if it was uncomfortable? Many didn't stand because they would lose conveniences. They would lose comfort. Think about if it cost you your life. Think about if it required everything. On this Memorial Day, that's what I consider. We're a culture that's very concerned about comfort and convenience. And we get to enjoy those things. Those aren't bad things. We get to enjoy them, but we only get to enjoy them because there were those who were willing to give those things up, to not only serve, but then to give all. I'm so glad we have this day, this Memorial Day, to remember them. I'm going to go enjoy the day. But as we do, we have to remember why we're enjoying this day. I think more than ever, we're thinking about how fragile freedom really is. You know, we are talking all the time about tyranny, about overreach, about the growth of government, about elites coming in to take over. Now more than ever, we need to be thankful for freedom. Truly understand what it is and why it's worth dying for. As you're planning your day, I just want to give you a few events that maybe schedule some of your day around. This Memorial Day at 10 a.m., the 45th Infantry Division Museum, they're going to be honoring those fallen in battle. And they'll pay tribute to the men and women who served in our National Armed Forces, and they're going to honor those who paid the ultimate price. So at 10 a.m. at the 45th Infantry Division Museum, that's at 2145 Northeast 36th Street. in Moore, a Memorial Day ceremony at the Veterans Memorial Park from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at Veterans Memorial Park. That's at 1900 Southeast 4th Street in Moore, Oklahoma, from 10 to 11. There'll be a memorial service honoring all veterans that have passed this year and in the years prior and who courageously gave their lives. So again, that's at Veterans Park, 1900 Southeast 4th Street in Moore, Oklahoma. I want to refer back to what Lieutenant Colonel Alan West said last week when he said, hey, I would recommend you take your kids, take your family to a veterans memorial or to a graveyard and let them see firsthand the lives lost and lives sacrificed. So I think it's a great idea to truly remember the lives given for freedom. I'm going to hear upcoming from Chad McClain. He is a veteran, a Marine, and he has seen combat firsthand and going to get his take on how this has shaped his view of Memorial Day. So keep it right here. This is Jake Merrick's show on Freedom 96.9.
Could full mouth implants improve your life? Hi, I'm Dr. Andrew Mueller, Chief Oral Surgeon at Doctors Implants, a unique group of highly specialized doctors who provide our patients the very best in full mouth implants. If you are considering bringing your smile to life, you need to know there's a big difference in Doctors Implants and the corporate-owned factories. Our patients know the difference. They know Doctors Implants has the highest success rate, and our oral surgeons are with you every step of the way. I would like to personally invite you to experience the difference at Doctors Implants. Call us for a free, no-obligation consultation to see if full mouth implants could improve your life.
Call now for your free doctor's consultation at 405-730-0000. That's 405-730-0000. Doctors Implants, where doctors are the difference.
Home of us, it's our smile.
Sugar Creek Casino presents. Join Lee Greenwood on his American Spirit Farewell Tour.
And I'm proud to be an American.
Saturday, June 10th at the Sugar Creek Casino's Event Center. Lee Greenwood's Farewell Tour at Sugar Creek Casino. Get your tickets by phone, Players Club, or online at sugarcreekcasino.com.
Did you know you can save up to $1,200 with a new federal tax credit on energy-efficient shades from Hunter Douglas? This is Allison from Blind Alley to share the highlights. Reduce your monthly utility costs with Hunter Douglas shades specifically designed to provide year-round insulation at the window. Save when temperatures dip as well as when they heat up and do it in style. With Hunter Douglas shades, visit blindalleyokc.com. Limitations and restrictions apply. Ask us for details. Hunter Douglas shades, blindalleyokc.com.
Dock Enterprises in Mustang is the leader in automotive and marine detailing. We offer the only 8-year ceramic coat protection and back it with an 8-year warranty. Don't risk getting your vehicle scratched at a drive-through wash. At Dock Enterprises, we hand wash and detail your vehicle or boat for you. We also offer mobile detailing for your convenience. We are your one-stop shop for all your auto and marine detailing, paint correction, and 8-year ceramic coating. We also offer window tinting, and if you need your swimming pool filled, we will do that too. Dock Enterprises in Mustang, 405-824-7685. Be sure to like our Facebook page.
When I heard about 43 Vision, where it totally eliminates readers, I was in.
Lens replacement from 43 Vision is a real game changer.
When I talked to Dr. Luke and he's telling me about lens replacement, I just thought it was a no-brainer.
It's definitely life-changing, and I think if you're eligible, you should have this done.
It's a great opportunity for anybody that's been struggling with glasses or readers.
I can read things far away. I can read small print. I'm loving the results.
It was really an eye-opening experience.
We finally have technology where we can treat people over the age of 43 who want to be glasses-free, who want to be able to see both far away and up close. Now we have different procedures like lens replacement to really fix that age-old problem of needing readers and bifocals.
Get a free pair of Oakley, Ray-Ban, or Maui Jim sunglasses and take $1,000 off lens replacement this month at 43 Vision from the team at ClearSight LASIK. Call 883-4343 or visit 43vision.com. And remember, 43 Vision,
where you can be glasses-free after 43.
Brown's Bakery in Midtown is celebrating 77 years of serving Oklahoma City delicious donuts, pastries, cookies, cakes, sausage rolls, and pies. Brown's Bakery is the perfect complement to your office or birthday parties or any special occasion. They even customize orders. Call 405-232-0363 to place your order for pickup or delivery. Or stop by 1100 North Walker in the heart of Midtown Tuesday through Saturday. Take the stress out of baking and let Brown's Bakery in Midtown do it for you. Celebrate 77 years in OKC with Brown's Bakery. Like them on Facebook.
Join Stoger and H&A Shooting Sports Saturday, June 3rd, 10 to 5 for a Stoger Range Day where you can test shoot the Stoger STR Series pistols for free. There'll be demo guns, factory reps on site, swag, and some awesome deals, including a free $50 H&H gift card with the purchase of any Stoger pistol. Combine it with a $50 mail-in rebate and it brings the STR 9 subcompact 9mm down to $199.99 after all rebates. Find H&H on Facebook for more information and don't miss the Stoger Range Day Saturday, June 3rd, H&H Shooting Sports, I-40 in Meridian and Oklahoma City.
And now the weather.
Here's your Freedom forecast. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun today with a chance for scattered storms. High temperatures reach up to 82. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight's slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 65. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 86. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. That's your Oklahoma City forecast from the Freedom Weather Center. Right now, it's 66.
Call and leave a comment now at 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377.
Good call.
Thanks for listening to the new Freedom 96.9. A voice of the people, by the people, and for the people. The Jake Merrick Show on the new Freedom 96.9.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to the Jake Merrick Show. Okay, we're here with former Marine Chad McClain. And maybe I should just say Marine Chad McClain, correct? Because once a Marine, always a Marine?
I would prefer that, Jake.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, we're here with Marine Chad McClain. Welcome, Chad.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me.
Man, thank you for your time. So appreciate your service. As we do all men and women who have served and fought and bled and saw others die for our freedom on this Memorial Day, you know, that's what we're doing. We're remembering those who have laid down their lives, and I love that we have a day dedicated to their memory, and we honor them. And I just want to hear from you, Chad, what this means to you as a veteran. First, just give me some background on your time in the Marines. What years did you serve again?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was on active duty from 2002 to 2006. You could call me a post 9/11 enlistee. So it was after 9/11 that I decided that that was the route that I needed to take.
I'm sure you were fired up and inspired by the events.
Yeah, I was actively going to college at the time of 9/11. And I remember the moment very vividly. And I asked peers and brothers and et cetera. We all thought, you know, World War III initiate a draft. Like it was a bad deal. I know those that are old enough remember, in an initiative to avoid people having to fight that didn't want to fight for freedom, I enlisted. And that was the reason, and my intention behind enlisting was, if they initiated a draft and people had to go that didn't want to, didn't have the desire to, I didn't want the risk, to be honest, of having to fight next to someone who didn't have the desire to fight.
Wow.
It was after 9/11 that everything changed. I mean, it wasn't a lifelong plan of mine to join the military, even at all. But after that, it was something awoken in me, and I was just, it was the thing that I needed to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I know the military changes a person in so many ways. A lot of the good, and there's some the negative as well. How did you see your mind, your body, your whole, I mean, what changed with you in your time after service?
You know, I will say I value my time in the service because it gave me a respect for authority, gave me a respect for chain of command and camaraderie and team, that team element. After the Marines, it was challenging going from being in a unit that you had support, brothers essentially that always had your back and you had, you know, support up and down. Going out into the world again as an individual is a scary thing. It is a challenge to go from a unit to an individual, you know, so I think that was a lot of struggle there, but yeah, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You now have a very successful business here in Oklahoma City, a very successful landscaping business, Squared Away Lawns, and
yeah,
how has what you gained in the military, or did what you gained in the military, did that impact the way that you do business? And because I know, hey, as a business owner, there, it's not all sunshine and roses. There's some struggles sometimes, and
yeah,
the discipline and the fortitude and all things that are needed to make a business successful. How much of that is connected to your time in the service?
Oh, man. I spent some time with 1st Battalion, 4th Marines. Their battalion motto, if you will, is whatever it takes. And I have, that motto has been ingrained into my soul. I mean, if there's anything I can take away from the Marine Corps, it would have to be that motto. In addition to the one that General Mattis coined, which is no better friend, no worse enemy. Both of those phrases have actually helped me thrive in business, pushed me through hard times. You know, there are times in business and everything that we want to quit or just throw in the towel, you know, or
sure,
take the easy road. The motto of 1st Battalion, 4th Marines, whatever it takes, has, you know, inspired me to keep pushing through all obstacles, no matter what. The danger of that is, you know, whatever it takes is pretty brazen, you know. I mean,
sure,
whatever it takes, you know, all the way up to the end. So it has instilled a lot of push in me. And I think that I wouldn't be as successful in business had I not had that experience and that commitment to persevere through all odds.
100%. Well, you served alongside of some that did give whatever it took, up even to their
yeah,
life. So what does this Memorial Day mean to you as a veteran who has served and has actually lost friends and comrades in the battle?
Yeah. Freedom is something that is extremely valuable to me. It is the most valuable thing to me, because with freedom you can do all of the other things. Without it, you can do nothing. So I think about my time in combat, my time in the service, and the peers that I know that have lost their lives, and those that even served have died of old age even, you know, that we remember at the same time. The only thing I can say is it takes all of us. It takes every single one of us doing our own individual part to, as a whole, to maintain this semblance of freedom. There is an extreme value that I place on Memorial Day. It is a somber day for me. It is not one of celebration, so to speak, as it is for some, for many. For me, it is a somber day remembering the sacrifice and being grateful for those that gave, some and all. To me, that is what Memorial Day means to me. It's a moment of gratitude.
Absolutely. And I think that those who understand freedom value it even more. You know, I think, unfortunately, we live in a day with a generation that feels entitled, and they don't truly understand what freedom means. And so, you know, we have the recent story of the basketball star, the lady that was captured in Russia for marijuana, and then she comes back and she says, oh, now she understands what it means to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance and for the national anthem. All of a sudden, she has a newfound respect for freedom, and it's because she experienced something the opposite of freedom, and now coming back, she truly understands what the flag stands for. I'm thinking about this generation that has this entitlement, the lack of understanding. Maybe a large part of that is because of the failure of our school system to teach this. But, you know, I know you have a heart for young men. You employ so many men that you pour into. You don't just give them a job, but you actually pour into their lives. What can we do, from your perspective, to help this next generation truly understand the value of freedom?
My personal belief is that freedom starts in your heart. Freedom is grown there. And if we don't know how to manage freedom through self-accountability, we won't retain it. To me, that's what I try to teach. You know, I try to teach people to hold themselves accountable, to have self-discipline, to do the right thing so that they can retain and manage freedom. You know, as soon as we have to be managed, we lose our freedom. And we have to be managed when we choose over and over to do the wrong thing. So to me, freedom begins and ends in your heart. Are you able to do what is right? Do you have the self-discipline and the self-control to do what is right? Or are you going to choose over and over to do what is wrong? Therefore, someone in authority has to step in and manage you. So for me, I think the most important thing to teach the youngsters is if you can manage yourself, you can be free.
That's so good. I mean,
message.
Most important form of government is self-government, for sure. And when we understand self-regulation, you know, I always say it's freedom. You don't want to give a monkey a gun. And, you know, those who don't understand the value of freedom and the importance of it and have no self-governance, well, you know, it actually becomes a danger.
It does. Single time. You cannot give someone freedom that has no ability to have self-governance, as you say.
Yeah.
You can't. They will do harmful things to others. I mean, it's the way that it goes.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, John Adams, he said that our Constitution only works for a moral and religious people. It's wholly inadequate to the governance of any other. And so our government, our Constitution that promotes freedom only really works for those who understand self-governance. So
that is why we have lost it.
That is.
In this nation. I believe that. We have lost freedom because we've lost the ability to control ourselves.
It's so true. And, you know, I think we need that understanding of our higher purpose, our greater purpose. I know you're a man of faith. I know that influences you and your decisions and ultimately self-governance and the reason why you should even self-govern. Because, you know, ultimately we're accountable to our Creator. Chad, thank you so much for your time. We remember the fallen with you on this Memorial Day. And any final words for those out there who may have lost a loved one?
Oh, my gosh. The sacrifice was not in vain. I can tell you that those of us that get to live our lives in a semblance of freedom have an extreme gratitude for those that have given it all. So
absolutely. Absolutely. I echo that. Thank you so much for your time, Chad.
Absolutely. Thanks for allowing me on the show, Jake.
All right. God bless. Okay, that was a powerful testimony from Chad McClain, local business owner and Marine. And we've got two more testimonies coming up after the bottom of the hour from Dane Cazio and Stan Green. So you don't want to miss these upcoming interviews from veterans right here on Freedom 96.9.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The debt ceiling ball is now in Congress's court. First, the House will review and vote on the budget and debt limit deal reached by President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. If the deal is passed by the House with a vote possible on Wednesday, it then goes to the Senate, and a vote in the upper house of Congress could come late this week, possibly over the weekend. He is no longer an unknown soldier, an American hero. He was awarded the Medal of Honor after he went missing in the heat of battle in Korea, being laid to rest on this Memorial Day near his Georgia hometown. The search is ongoing in Davenport, Iowa, where a six-story apartment building partially collapsed yesterday afternoon. Crews carefully combing through the rubble, looking for anyone who might be missing. There have been no fatalities and nothing yet on the cause of the collapse. More details, SRNnews.com.
Let's see, you've applied for our open position for account representative?
Yeah, that's the one.
Great. I see you went to UC Berkeley.
It was really awesome. We had several sit-ins to protest oppressive capitalism.
Oh, and how about your skills for this position?
Oh, yes. I know all about how to spot microaggressions and root out privilege.
We don't really do that here. We do accounting and finance consulting.
Do you have any safe spaces?
Safe spaces?
Yes, where people can go to get away from the colonialist mentality. As long as there's a diversity, equity, and inclusion policy, we'll be fine.
Life's too short to waste your time on bad hires. I'm Andrew Krapschetz, the CEO and founder of RedBalloon.Work. Every week, tens of thousands of reliable, career-minded job seekers visit RedBalloon.Work without all that woke nonsense. Post your open jobs at RedBalloon.Work. And if you put in promo code SALEM, you'll receive 10% off your first month's job postings.
And now the weather.
The weather.
Here's your Freedom Forecast. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun today with a chance for scattered storms. High temperatures reach up to 82. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight's light chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 65. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 86. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. That's your Oklahoma City forecast from the Freedom Weather Center. Right now, it's 65.
For the brave men and women who didn't make it back home, we salute you this Memorial Day and every day.
In America's cities and towns today, flags will be placed on graves and cemeteries. Public officials will speak of the sacrifice and the valor of those whose memory we honor.
May we never forget, freedom isn't free. Honoring the brave who gave their lives for our freedom. This is the new Freedom 96.9.
La-da-dee, la-da-doo.
Yowie, what the heck? Brr. Honey, you running the hot washer?
No.
Dishwasher?
Nope.
Guess the hot water tank is history.
I'll call Rucker Mechanical.
Whether you need to service or replace your existing hot water tank, call Rucker Mechanical and Electric. We partner with Central Oklahoma Wynn Nelson to bring you the best in A.O. Smith hot water tanks. With 0% financing available, Rucker Mechanical and Electric. Contact us today at RuckerMechanical.com. 405-787-5665. Terms and conditions. Supply, call for details.
Welcome back to the Jake Merrick Show, where truth is the only news on the new Freedom 96.9.
Welcome back. It's 7:35 right here on the Jake Merrick Show, Freedom 96.9. I'm here with veteran Dane Gazio. I did pronounce your name right?
Yeah, more or less.
Feel free to correct me at any time. First of all, I just want to thank you for your service.
My pleasure.
Could you give us a background on when you served, what branch, et cetera?
I was one of the few people that I would say I got goosebumps and tingliness on my spine when I'd see people in uniform or hear the national anthem. So right out of high school in 94, I knew I didn't want to spend the next 4 years with the same people I just got out of high school with, so I knew college wasn't going to be my thing. And I was driving by one day and saw a recruiter's office, and I just spun around, went in, signed up, and then I went and told my parents. And that year I went off, and I was signed up to be a jet engine mechanic, because when you're 18 years old, you know, you're trying to make good choices, and I knew that that would be something I could do on the outside. It just turns out I hate being a mechanic. So,
what year was that?
The summer of 94.
Okay.
So, you know, I went through all that, and my experience wound up being quite different because I tried out for a special duty assignment. It was called Tops and Blue. It's no longer around, but it's kind of like a USO show from the old days, and we traveled the world for a year. So I went to over 38 countries with that tour in 48 states, and we basically put on a Las Vegas-style show. Now, people Wow. hear that, and they're like, oh, you know, you were a bunch of dancing pandas, and I wasn't actually on stage. I did singing, but I did like all the announcements, so I'd be like, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome, you know, and I tried to, and I would butcher.
Please continue, we're just loving hearing your.
I would butcher all the generals' names, and it would be funny, because I'd be standing at it. I did a live on the show every night that we did it.
Wow.
And I would start to hear people around me going, that's not his real voice, or that's all digitized, or this and that, and so not only are you trying not to laugh, but then people would come up to you and they're like, say something. And I'd be like, hey, how you doing? So that became my catchphrase. And then they'd just run off. And it was probably the hardest job I ever had. And we not only did Air Force, we went to Marine stations. We went to the Army stuff. And so, you know, I wound up being in Kuwait. I was in Somalia. I was in the other hotbed at the time in the 90s, which I can't remember. And my job was more related to behind the scenes. So I did a lot of what this gentleman's doing. We did sound, we did lighting,
right.
But we would set up 40,000 pounds worth of equipment every night.
Wow.
And then tear it down the same night, load it up on the truck. So I also drove the truck. I remember it was a Peterbilt with a 53-foot trailer. My training was 10 minutes long. You know, they realized I could shift through the gears. They're like, all right, you're good. So I drove off the lot, went. And that was it. You know,
wow.
So when I see all these guys nowadays, they're like, you got to go through 6 weeks of training and you got to do it. But we didn't have to keep log books, you know.
Different day.
It was
sure.
Fun because every time we'd drive by a way station, we'd wait to see if the cop was going to pull out and chase us down. And occasionally they would until we would sarcastically look at the side of the truck and it would say Air Force. But when I was over there, it really opened up your eyes. When you're young and you're a Texan like I am, of course, you just think, everything is Texas. Nothing else exists outside.
Right.
So
I was raised in Texas. I know the mentality.
So my, you know,
like,
my life was brisket, steak, and the Mexican food. And so, you know, I got to go to places like Korea and Japan. And of course, I was, as I mentioned before, so when I was in Saudi Arabia and then Kuwait, the fires were still burning from the first Gulf War. Mm. Everything was still going on. And that's ultimately was the downfall for me. I wound up getting what they, at the time, called, you know, Gulf War syndrome. And it's just... It's just kind of has wrecked my life, so to speak, going forward. You have a lot of, there's a lot of lung conditions, there's a lot of other stuff. So that really impacted me as far as vets now. I didn't see combat. I'm grateful to the Lord for that. But I was around it. And, you know, I remember having to take a truck by myself through the desert. And they were, I'm 21 at this point, and they're like, just don't stop on the road. Don't get off the road. Don't do this. And I'm like, why? They're like, well, something might blow up. And all of a sudden, that's when you're like, oh. So I had to take like a 3-hour drive by myself, which was unusual, through the desert. Luckily, nothing happened, but I wound up getting really sick. It hit me fast while we were there. It opened up a lot of opportunities. What I thought, you know, I wound up being asked to go do the Air Force Honor Guard, which was at Bowling Air Force Base, and, you know, you'd go to the White House. But ultimately, I couldn't do it. I wound up getting sick, and then I was going to be a TI because I wanted to go back to the fundamentals. You know, when I served in the military in the 90s and early 2000s, it's a much different military than what we have today.
Yeah, exactly.
And I always tell people, it'll probably be my generation that if SHTF, I'll use it that way, happens, it'll probably be us that are trying to fix things because it's changed so much. And my grandfather was a World War II vet, you know, Purple Heart. My father was in the service. Unfortunately, I don't know much about what he did because I wasn't allowed to know, but it's just kind of ingrained in me. And there's a lot that I'm grateful that on Memorial Day weekend, I'm not the one that people are remembering.
Exactly.
That means something entirely different than Veterans Day.
I can only imagine, you know, on that 3-hour journey in the truck through the desert, you're also a target out there.
Yeah.
You're out there in the Air Force, and you are a target. We have contractors that go out there on behalf of the government, and they too are targets. And so just being out there in that environment, you have a different perspective than most. I know you do a different perspective than me, having been out there in the field. Like you said, anytime you might drive over an explosive, that kind of changes your mentality a little bit.
Yeah, and I would say, luckily, I was 21 because, you know, you think you're invincible.
Right, that helps.
You go these days to the VA, and you see the guy sitting there, and the hard part is, and I don't mind to bring this down, but you can see the emptiness in them. They once felt they had a purpose, and unfortunately, we're just not doing a great job of caring for our veterans. I mean, people talk about it all the time. They say stuff, but you go and you sit in the VA, which I believe me, I avoid like the plague. But they're just a shell of people, you know. And we would drive around, and we'd have escorts, and we would have all kinds of stuff going on. We would do hot landings, and they're just dumping you out on the you know, the runway, and you're still kind of oblivious to what's really going on. So it does change things, especially for me.
Yeah.
When I see these guys that have lost limbs or they've been wounded by the enemy, as opposed to me, I was just a casualty of the aftermath, the stuff blowing around in the deserts, the burning of stuff.
I know here in Oklahoma, obviously there is that push for more and more services for veterans. And I think that, you know, we do lead the nation in veteran care. That does not mean it's supreme care. It does not mean it's where it needs to be. So there's always this push to get it to where it needs to be because, you know, who better to serve and who deserves it more than veterans and those who actually served to protect our freedom. And I appreciate you and what you've done and your service to our country. On this Memorial Day, we're remembering those who gave all.
Right.
And so I just curious about your perspective, having been in active duty, been around people in service. How does that impact your Memorial Day?
I'm always reminded of the song. I believe it's titled The Last Full Measure of Devotion. And there are some really powerful words that are in that. And to maybe bring it closer to home, you know, people might remember the Billy Ray Cyrus, All Gave Some, or Some Gave All.
Yeah.
I don't want to say I worry, but I'm concerned when I see where we're at. And being as involved as I am in our republic, or wanting to be, I should say, I feel like sometimes we've lost touch. And I think about the literal, you know, hundreds of thousands of millions of people that have sacrificed their life for this great experiment kind of is what it is, and it's been duplicated all over the world time and time again, and we're just kind of giving it away. And I worry about the sacrifice that was made and these people believing that, you know, that they're willing to give up their life and to sometimes leave a wife and kids alone. But they believed in something so strong, and I just want, I would like people to reflect on that. I want them to have fun this week, and I want them to go out and do the things that they would and enjoy the time off. But I think I heard this morning, he said, honor the vets.
That's right. Yeah, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, yeah, he reminded us to honor them. It's not really a day to celebrate. It's a day to reflect and to honor.
Yeah. And so I always try to say, you know, if you see somebody that's dressed in uniform or they've got a hat on like I always wear or a shirt, it's not necessarily our weekend. I mean, people are trying to do the right thing, but yeah. And I always say thank you, and I'm always grateful that people are willing to say something. But this is really the time where maybe that veteran knows somebody that they lost. You know, a lot of times they had a brother in arms, so it can be even more difficult for them on this weekend.
Absolutely.
And so it's just, if, you know, I don't want to be too somber about it, but I do want people to be aware of the sacrifices that were made.
Absolutely. And that's what it's all about. This Memorial Day is to remember those that did give all. And once again, I appreciate your service, but we do remember those who have fallen, and especially those families, you know, those families that have lost a dad, a brother, a son. And so thank you for your time and your testimony.
Oh, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that no matter what happens, you always have a potential career in radio.
Yeah, right. I keep trying. Some people get mad at me for it, and they think that, you know, and then others are, hey, let's do this. And then, so anyways, yeah. I love the opportunity to be able to talk and be here. And just your service that you're providing as well.
Oh, thank you.
You're a constant reminder every morning about who we are. You've been able to open up my eyes. And so that is, in the same right, in my opinion, that is still a service to this country.
Wow.
We're losing a grip on what this republic is. And there's people like yourself that have served in that space and are a constant reminder of why we are, quote unquote, celebrating Memorial Day weekend.
Wow. Well, that means so much. Thank you. Thank you for that. That's the goal, is to remind people of what this is all about.
Yes.
So again, thank you for your time, Dane.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. God bless. You're listening to the Jake Merrick Show here on Freedom 96. Stay tuned. We have another powerful testimony coming up from veteran Stan Green.
Eyes on the road, hands on the wheel. Safely drive that automobile. Eyes on the road, hands on the wheel.
We have Oklahoma covered with breaking news at the top and bottom of the hour, every hour. 100,000 watts of freedom. You're listening to the new talk radio, Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Dan Bongino.
Biden guy is a danger to the country. People around the world are watching his clear incapacity, and now he's talking about running again, and the Democrats don't have the guts to step up and say, listen, please, ABB, anything but Biden. The guy is a sociopathic liar, and I use my words very carefully and deliberately.
The Dan Bongino Show, weekdays 11 to 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9. The Jake Merrick Show is a product of Freedom 96.9. All content is the property of Champlin Broadcasting, and use of the broadcast without consent is prohibited. The new Freedom 96.9.
Welcome back, guys. This is Jake with the Jake Merrick Show right here on Freedom 96.9. My next interview here is with Stan Green. Good morning, Stan.
Hey, Jake. How are you, my friend?
Excellent. Thank you for coming on this morning and sharing your thoughts. And you served our great nation. You served and you fought for freedom. Question I'm asking everyone is, how has your time serving impacted and influenced the way you celebrate Memorial Day? So, but first, if you could give people just a little background on your time of service. What years did you serve? What branch? When did you get out?
I got out and I medically retired in 2011. I joined the Marine Corps in 1999. I was 17, fresh out of high school. I went in as a combat engineer. While I was in the Marine Corps, I went and took selection and joined the Force Reconnaissance Community. Served with the reconnaissance community for several years, and then they stood up MARSOC. And in 2007, I went to 1st Marine Special Operations Battalion, where I served until I was medically retired in 2011.
And medically retired because you had a pretty significant injury. Can you tell us about that?
In 2008, I was out in Afghanistan with 1st Marine Special Operations Battalion with Special Operations Task Force 73, and we were doing a direct actions raid, and I took a gunshot wound to my lower left extremity, which subsequently ended up in me being amputated and losing my left leg. I went through about 9 months and 27 surgeries trying to do limb salvage before they finally pulled the plug and amputated my leg.
Wow. On behalf of everyone enjoying freedom today, thank you. Thank you for your time of service. You obviously suffered a huge loss. You lost a leg, but today are remembering those that gave all, who lost their lives. And I know you served with men and women who did lose their lives, who gave all. That perspective, something I'll never have. But how has it changed your perspective on things, and especially freedom, and how we remember Memorial Day?
There's a couple sides of that. There's one, the guys and girls that we lost overseas through different, all the different campaigns from, you know, the beginning until now that we fought. And then there's the ones that we've lost due to suicide or other injuries that they sustained while over there. And a lot of the vets that do commit suicide, it's derived from stuff they've seen over there. And so that's, both of those are something that I think about a lot on Memorial Day, and not even just on Memorial Day, but I've got several friends and committed suicide or were killed over there. And so I think about that a lot, and it has definitely changed how I view that, because I was a kid before. I never really thought about it. My grandfather was in Korea. I had uncles in Vietnam. I had another uncle wounded in Korea, but I never really thought about the price. This year, my youngest son joined the Marine Corps. He will leave to go to basic training in about 9 months. And one of the things I'm going to take him to do in about 3 weeks, I'm going to take him out to Arlington Cemetery, and I'm going to show him the price. And that cemetery shows the real price of what freedom costs us. When you join, you're writing the military a blank check with your life. And a lot of people don't understand that. A lot of people are like, oh, I'm going to join, I'm going to go to college, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But what they don't understand is they're going to go for the next 4 years of their life, or five or six, whatever commitment they've given, they're going to go wherever the military sends them, whether it be the Army, the Navy, Air Force, the Marines, even the Coast Guard. And by doing so, they're giving the military basically carte blanche to do with them whatever they would like. And even though we don't like to think about it, sometimes it means up into and even death.
Especially when you have a son, a child, that's going to follow in your footsteps, and you know how hard it is. I'd love to get your thoughts on that. As you know what you suffered, you know what you went through and the discipline and what was required of you as a man, and what it ultimately, how it changed you, even physically.
There's a couple sides of that. One, I'm very proud of him. He's 100%. Wanted to do this since he was about 4 years old, and I've never discouraged either one of my boys from joining. Matter of fact, I've probably the opposite. I've encouraged them because I think it's a good gig. Even suffering what I went through and what my friends, I've watched my friends go through, it's ultimately at the end of the day, it's a good gig. It's a good place for a young man or woman to go spend 4 years of their life, especially if they don't know what they want to do with their life. It gives them 4 years and they can kind of grow up. That side, I'm very proud of him. The other side is I'm in a position where I can help him, where he's willing to go. We've started training and I've been helping him get prepared to go there, which is something I did not have. And so my goal is by the end of the summer, when he's getting ready to ship off, he'll be very physically prepared and mentally prepared for some of the stuff he's going to have to go through. I still work for the Department of Defense. I still do contract work. And so I'm still pretty tied into a lot of the stuff that's going on overseas and stuff that's happening in places that the rest of the world doesn't even realize is happening. So there's the parent side of that that I'm going to worry.
Absolutely.
Because I know where he's going. I know the job he's going to do. And I'm going to know most of the time where he's actually at. And maybe even at some point in time, I will be supporting him as a contractor as he's active duty. So that side of me, like, I worry about it. And just like you worry about your kids when it's midnight and your kid's not home yet and he hasn't texted you, like, all right, did something happen? Is he okay? There's that side of it as well. It's a little bit bittersweet for me.
I can only imagine. And ultimately, I know you're a man of faith, and ultimately we trust God with their safety and security. So we'll be remembering your son as well.
Appreciate that. And my boys were raised, they were raised in church. They both know how to pray. You know, I told them, and their mother has told them multiple times, you need to get your moral compass and get it right now, because it's not going to get any easier as you get older.
You know, I did want to ask you, because you served and are currently serving, a lot of doing contract work, like you said, but you're also serving in a different way, on a different front. You're actually in the Deer Creek School Board.
Yes, sir. That's a whole different battle.
Right. You know, I can only imagine, but it's a necessary one. You know, we talk about that a lot on this show. I'll have to bring you on again so we can dig into that a little bit more, talking about the school board in general, what it looks like in our current public school system, and what needs to happen from your perspective. Thank you for your service, both in the military, and also thank you for your service on the school board, because we need good, conservative, sound-minded men and women serving there that actually listen to the parents. And I think that's one of the ongoing concerns, obviously, is that parents feel dismissed or ignored. But I know that you read every email and you follow up. That is a concern of yours, because you also are a parent with kids in school.
Correct. Unfortunately, I can't. This is probably going to come off wrong. I unfortunately can't make every single change that every single parent would like to have. But what I can do is I can at least respond and let you know, hey, I read your email, and we can have a dialogue on that. And as things move forward, board, I can get, you know, that parent's input, or if something comes up, I can go back to that parent and say, hey, here's what we're looking at. You know, what are some of your concerns on this, and what would you like to see done differently? One of the things we're working on right now is for the kids with dyslexia. We had a big board meeting about a couple of weeks back, and I learned so much stuff that I had no idea even about, and had a great dialogue with one of the mothers and one of the children that actually used to go to our school and suffers from dyslexia. So there's so much stuff that I think that we can do better, and we are working to do better. I don't know if you're familiar with like nautical terms, but you can't just turn a ship on a dime, right?
Right.
It takes a little bit of work. But I do believe that we're doing the best we can right now to make sure we're provisioning for some of these other kids on that side of the house. There's a bunch of other stuff that we can do better. But on the dyslexia side of the house, trying to get it fixed for these children so they can have a better education and a better learning environment, so they're afforded the same education as children without dyslexia.
Again, thank you for that service. I think that's all that people and parents expect is someone that will actually listen and not dismiss them. And I know you're doing that. That's where it starts anyway. That's where it starts, is having a conversation. Like you said, there's a lot to work on. It takes a lot to turn a big ship around, but we do it one step at a time. And that starts, first step is actually having a conversation with parents. So I know they appreciate you out there in Deer Creek. Any final thoughts or words about those that were fallen in battle?
Oh, man. That's something I live with every day. I've got, I won't even start naming the guys that I've personally lost overseas, but I think about that. I get up every morning and sometimes the question is, why me? Why was I allowed to survive and they was not? But yeah. Then I try to live my life every day for those that didn't come home. And I try to hug my children and spend time with them because I'm able to do so because, you know, they gave their life so I could come home. That's not lost on me. I wear that heavy, and I would assume that you talk to any veteran that has served overseas in a combat environment, they will share that same sentiment with you. It's a heavy feeling, man, because like I said, it's, especially when you go, we just did a memorial for one of my friends, and you go and you're talking to their children or their spouse, and you're talking to this young man his dad's never going to come home again. His dad hugged him the last time 9 months ago, and he'll never see his father again. He'll never have that conversation that we like to have with our dads. Even to this day, I'm 41 years old, and there's still times I call my father or my grandfather and ask for advice. He'll never have that. And so you tell those young guys and young men and women, like, hey, you need something, here's my number. You call me, I'll answer. I'm not their father, and I never can be, but I can at least be there for them. Because their father was there for me.
So good. And like you mentioned earlier about the mental health and ongoing issues, and even those lives are lost after they come home. And it's so sad and tragic, and we need to bring more and more awareness to that and do better to serve them and make sure they get the help they need. And so we want to constantly bring attention to that as well.
Yeah, that's a great point, Jake. It's a loss to a lot of people. We survived so much, and this is one of the questions. I was talking to one of my best friends, multiple deployments with him. He's out in California, he's a CHP now, and we were at a reunion / funeral. And we were talking, it's like, we survived all the stuff that we survived in Iraq. To come home and to go this way, it's so senseless, and we made a pact, made a bond. He's like, hey, if you ever need anything, I'll be there for you. I can just pick up the phone. Well, the problem is they teach us how to handle so much stuff overseas, how to course of action 1, course of action 2, course of action 3, in all these different scenarios. They don't teach you how to leave the military. They don't teach you how to deal with life after the military and how to deal with failure outside of the military, how to deal with family problems outside of the military. They don't teach you any of that. It's just kind of, you just kind of figure it out. And if you don't have a strong support network, all these guys, I can only imagine they feel alone or abandoned. I don't know how to explain that to you, except I will tell you this. I've been overseas several times this year. One of the things I thought about over there as a contractor, I don't have anybody coming to get me. When I was active duty, I never worried about it. I never once thought about being left behind or being left alone because it's a radio call away. We had QRF, we had air support, we had gunships, we had all this at our fingertips. All we had to do was ask. Well, when you come home, you don't have that necessarily.
Yeah.
You do, but you don't understand how to use it, or you're ashamed to use it, or you don't want to appear weak. But what you don't understand is, like these guys, all they have to do is reach out and pick up the phone and call, or call your friend, call your battle buddy, and be like, hey, how are you doing? Check on your buddies and make sure they're doing okay, because I'll almost guarantee you, if they're really low, they're not going to reach out to you. You're going to have to reach out to them.
So good and so raw, and this is a raw topic, as we talk about those who have died, those who gave all, and those who may still be suffering here while back home, they are still in battle. And to be there for them and to understand what they may be going through and to help them get the help they need, so critical. Stan, thank you so much for your service, and thank you for your time here this morning.
Jake, I appreciate you reaching out. Thanks for giving me the opportunity.
Absolutely. God bless. We'll talk to you soon.
See you later, my friend.
I don't know about you, but those testimonies, they hit home, and they're a sobering reminder of how we get to enjoy and why we get to enjoy all of the things that we get to enjoy. We just can't take it for granted that the greatest country on earth, it was bought with the blood of patriots. There was true sacrifice required. The question for you and I is, what's required for us? What's required for our children? What sacrifice will we make to ensure our children will enjoy the same freedoms? Because I don't care if you're in active military service or, like Stan, you're serving on the school board. There's something required for all of us. And we pay a special tribute to those in active military service and those that had gone before them, who laid down their life, who gave all. But let me just end the show reminding us all that we all have a responsibility, that we can't depend on someone else, and hopefully someone else is going to take care of it, because it all falls on us individually to do what needs to be done in our families, in our communities, in our state, in our country, to ensure freedom is preserved. Just the word freedom can become cliche, overused, and forgotten, the meaning forgotten about what it really is. And you don't really appreciate it until you lose it. But remember the warning from Ronald Reagan, that if we lose it, where in the world will you go? There's no other place you can go to get this kind of freedom, so it must not be lost. Thank you once again to those who went before us and gave all so we could enjoy today. We're going to go out and enjoy today. We're going to barbecue some. I'm going to spend time with my family, and I'm going to hold them a little bit closer today, as I encourage you to do as well. And as we enjoy the day, let's remember those who made this day possible, and let's give thanks to God for this great country. I'm going to leave you on this note, similar to the way we came in. We're going to pay a tribute to those who gave all with a little Ray Charles.
This is Freedom 96.9. Freedom96.9.com.